Morrison was elected as a Democrat to the 17th Senate District in 1975 when she was an economics professor at UW-Platteville. She took office as the first woman in the state's upper chamber at a time when Democrats were in power there for the first time in 82 years. Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville was sworn in for his first term on the same day.
Well, it was remarkable. It was just a joyful day, and there were just loudest cheers for Katie, and it was a wonderful introduction for her to the state Senate.
During the next 4 years, Morrison helped pass laws that reduced the inheritance tax on widows and widowers and established no-fault divorce in the state. Senator Cullen says she also fought hard to defeat a long list of amendments that were designed to weaken a comprehensive gender equality bill that passed in 1975.
She pushed hard on women's issues that she believed in, but she often looked at the economic side of a woman's life and tried to make that more equal, not so much more the social issues of today. She cared about a broad agenda, including her district, got the four-lane bypass built around Monroe.
After serving in the Senate, Morrison spent the rest of her career in health care, including a stint at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Carter administration, and more recently as the chief financial officer for the March of Dimes, where she worked until her retirement in 2004. Catherine Morrison was 82 and is survived by two brothers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.